to begin by asking a question. How many of you in your life experience times where you feel alone? I don't mean that you are alone, but when you feel alone. Got those times where you feel alone? And I mean really alone. I mean, you could be with the love of your life. You could be with a spouse, parent who you know loves you, a child, a good friend who you know cares deeply about you. And still yet, there's that feeling of being alone. I mean, you could be with 10, 20, hundreds of people like we are on Sunday morning, and still you have those times in your life where you think and you feel, I'm alone. I'm alone. You know, Merriam-Webster, the dictionary, defines alone as being apart from another or separated from another. Jesus in his gospel says that he's getting ready to go home to the Father. He says, in a little while you will no longer see me, but I will not leave you orphan. I'm not going to leave you alone. I'm going to be with you while I'm gone. You know, God's always with us. Always. God is always with us. And still yet, we have those times where we wonder, don't we? Is God with me or not? Is God in me or not? You know, even as a priest, even as a pastor, there are times in my life I wonder, where's God? You know, wouldn't it be nice sometimes that God would just walk up to you, John, and just say, hello, John, it's God, and I'm walking with you today. You know, wouldn't it be nice just to know that God's right there beside us every step of the way? God is. Whether we could see God or not, to know that God is there. Not only do I got your front, but I got your back, people. That God's with us. But the truth of the matter is that God is. God is always there with us. And yet at times, we don't feel God. We don't see God. We feel alone. Yet Jesus in this gospel again, as he's getting ready to go home to the Father, says, I will not abandon you. I'm not going to leave you orphaned. I'm not going to leave you alone. Do you believe it? Faith says to believe. Faith says to have trust that he's not going to leave us alone. Now, Jesus went ahead to say something more here. As he was telling us that he's not going to leave us orphaned, he said, I'm going to send you help. I'm going to send you the Holy Spirit. But he calls the Holy Spirit something different. He calls it the Advocate. Now, if you take the word advocate out, it means someone who stands beside you. Someone who stands beside you. You know, just like Junior could come up to me and stand beside me, or I could go to Junior and stand beside him. Or I could go to any one of you and stand beside you, Katrina, and you would know that I'm there with you, and as you're standing by me, I know that you're there with me. That's what the advocate is. Someone who comes and stands beside us. You know, I can imagine that the advocate is like the person who helps you to find something when it's lost. You ever lose anything? A wallet? Important papers? Keys is what I most lose. Between the house, the office, the church, my car, it's like, what did I do with my keys? Where are my keys at? And there's that person, though, that will stop with you when you've lost something and help you to retrace your tracks.
You know, where were you last with them? What were you doing? Where were you at? You know, they'll help to remind you to go back to the couch, to flip over the cushions, to look down beside the recliner, you know, to search for your keys. They're standing with you on the journey. They're right beside you on it. You know, go back to your car. Look under your seat in your car again. Go back to your console of your car and look there. You know, go back to your pants pockets. Did you search your pants pockets? You know, they'll remind you to go back to your chest of drawers and pull out the top drawer, take it to your bed, dump it out, and look through it. You know, they stand with you as you search. They stand with you as you look. They stand with you in difficult and complicated and confusing times. That's what the advocate does. You know, the problem is that we don't trust the advocate. We don't trust the Holy Spirit. We don't trust that Jesus said, I will not leave you alone. I will not leave you orphaned. I will send somebody to be with you to help you on your journey. So that when you do feel lost and alone, there's somebody there with you helping to guide you on the journey. Helping you to reach that place. Many of you know Billy Graham, yes? Billy Graham? Billy Graham, one of the most prolific preachers that ever walked the face of the earth to preach the message of Jesus. In more churches, on more street corners, under more tents, on more continents, in more stadiums, preaching the Word of God than any other preacher who ever walked the face of the earth. You know, as Billy Graham was wrapping up his life, he had some regrets. One of the regrets that Billy Graham had was he wished he was quiet more often. He wished he hadn't talked so much. And he wished he had spent more time in study instead of talking so much. Billy Graham also said, I regret the fact that I didn't spend more time with my family. He said, there were places that I went that I didn't have to go, but I went anyway. I wish I'd spent more time at home with my wife and my children and my grandchildren. He said, I wish I'd spent more time of a spiritual nature. I regret not spending more time in prayer, he said, spiritually searching for God. So that I could come to know his son Jesus more, so that I could love Jesus, his people, more. He says, I regret the fact that I didn't spend more time with the Bible for me. He said, when I look at the Bible and I'd search the Bible, I was always thinking about my next message, my next sermon, what I was going to preach to this group or that group. I wasn't thinking about the Bible and the truth of God's Word for me. But I was thinking about it for everybody else. He said, I wish I'd spent more time listening to other Christians. I regret that I didn't do that. Just listening to my fellow Christians and hearing their truth and hearing even their rebukes of me sometimes. I regret that I didn't do that. You know, when we spend more time with the Bible, when we spend more time in prayer, when we spend more time in study with our fellow Christians, we can feel the advocate with us. We grow in that strength to know that Jesus Christ is there with us because he told us, I'm going to leave you with some help. I'm not going to leave you abandoned. I'm not going to leave you alone. And so this morning, I want to put into practice what I preach. And I want to let you know that I'm going to take some time for prayer. I'm going to take some extended time for study. I'm going to take some extended time to spend with the Bible and the truth of God and with other Christians on the journey. I'm going to take a four-month break from the parish. Now, don't celebrate yet, all right? All right, don't celebrate yet, because I'm coming back. All right, I'm still your pastor in every sense of the word. While I'm gone, I'm still going to be your pastor. My break will begin on August the 1st, It will end on December the 30th, which is the first Sunday of Advent. While I'm gone, Father Julio will be with you, and Father Agusti. Father Agusti is a priest from India. He speaks very good English. I spoke to him on the phone, but he desires to come and to join our church, our diocese. And so we're going to help him out. We're going to help him to acclimate to our local church. He arrives on June the 18th. I leave on July the 24th. There'll be plenty of time for us to work together to help him to come to know our local community. Where I'm going, I'll be going to the monks of St. John's, of all places, Minnesota. It gets cold in Minnesota, but yet that's where I'm going to go. I'm going to spend some time on retreat, in prayer with the monks there. I'm also going to spend some time in study, studying the documents of Vatican II and looking at the life of the church in relationship to the sick and the dying. A class on pastoral care to the sick and the dying. I spend a lot of time with those who are sick and with those who are dying. I need to be strengthened in that. You know, I need to be strengthened in faith. I need to take the words of Billy Graham to heart and spend some time in relationship to God, in relationship to quiet. You know, I've had to trust the Holy Spirit in this. I've had to trust my advocate. There have been some hurdles that have come along with this and points where I've said, well, maybe I shouldn't go. Maybe I should stay here. And I've had to ask the Holy Spirit, come and stand by me. Come and help me with this decision that I'm making. And I know more in faith because there have been those hurdles, there have been those complications that have come along the journey with this, that it's more important than ever that I go and that I take this time away to remain a person of joy and to remain a person of conviction when it comes to faith and trust in Jesus Christ and what He's given to us. You know, also we have a great team. Over the past 11 years, I've been a priest for 23 years. I'll celebrate 23 years of priesthood on Friday. 20 years of that I've spent as a pastor. 11 years of that I've spent here as a pastor. I've been longer here as a priest than anywhere else I've been. You all have seen me at my best. You've seen me at my worst. You've seen me with great joy. You've seen me with great frustration. You've seen me with great life. You've seen me at my lowest point. And in that time, though, we put together an excellent pastoral team. That team will be with you. They'll help us to continue to share the mission of Jesus that we share. Our mission is simple. Jesus. That is our mission. Our outreach is simple. To welcome the lost. To welcome ONS Borough back to our church. You all know the mission. You all know what we're about. And I trust that together with our pastoral team, Father Julio, Father Agusti, that you will continue opening our doors, opening our hearts to Jesus Christ. And I'll end with this. If there's a place in your life where you're alone, if there's a place in your life where you're struggling, if there's a place in your life where you have questions or doubt, ask the Holy Spirit, ask the Advocate, to come and stand by you, to help you, to be with you on this journey. Because that's what Jesus promised. He promised us, I will not leave you alone, He said. I will not leave you orphaned. I will send you something powerful. Powerful enough to stand by you at all times. And so let us continue this journey together. And celebrate the great joy of Jesus Christ in the resurrection. For that's what we've come to do. To be people of faith. To be people of joy and people of hope in the gift of salvation.